Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Marty Makary, you've heard him on the show before. He's a New York Times bestselling author of The Price We Pay. His new book, Blind Spots, When Medicine Gets It Wrong and What It Means for Our Health. Dr. Makary, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you.
Good to be back. Thanks, Rich.
Yeah, no, listen, first of all, I got to tell you off the record, I'm home today, my home studio, because my kids have lice. Any advice?
There is a good protocol for lice, but it's a lot more common than people think.
Okay. So I'm not going to die or anything, right?
You're going to live.
Okay. That's great news. Thank you very much. You've reassured me. We went through a pandemic. You were one of the most outspoken people about common sense during the pandemic. And thank God for you. And thank God for this new book. What led you to write this book, your latest book, Blind Spots?
Well, the pandemic was a little peek into how our medical leadership works in modern medicine. And I didn't write about COVID in the book hardly at all because people are sick of it and it's Yep. become pretty tribal. But if you look at the arrogance, the groupthink on so many other common health recommendations, it is amazing how many big things they got wrong and continue to get wrong. They have got these giant blind spots, like the fact our country is sicker than any population in the history of the world. We're over-medicated. Half of our nation's kids are overweight or obese. Autoimmune diseases are going up in women. The age of puberty is going down. Cancer for pancreatic cancer has doubled in the last two decades. And no one's talking about our poison food supply until now. We're finally starting to talk about exposures and the food and the poison that we expose kids to, because the medical field tends to blame patients, but maybe we've been giving them the wrong information, and maybe we've been giving them ultra-processed foods with bad ingredients and chemicals that are making them sick.
Is this revolving door? We give them food that makes them sick, and then we put them on medication to deal with the sickness.
Yeah, maybe we need to treat more diabetes with cooking classes instead of just putting everybody on insulin. Maybe we need to talk about school lunch programs instead of putting every kid on Ozempic. We've got to talk about food as medicine and environmental exposures that cause cancer, not just the chemo to treat it. So there's an exciting new series of research studies that have come out that are telling us how to be healthy, what we're doing wrong, what modern medicine has gotten perfectly backwards. And I wanted to share that body of research with people directly. So that's why I wrote this book, Blind Spots.
You know, Dr. Makary, I remember years ago, a woman called up my show and started screaming at me because I said peanut-free zones at baseball games, they were going to do this at Citizens Bank Park, are absolutely ridiculous. I gave my kids peanut butter when they were really young, and all my kids eat peanut butter and peanuts. But you have a whole chapter devoted to the peanut madness that's going on in our country right now.
Yes, and an excerpt of that chapter appears in the Wall Street Journal today. The modern-day peanut allergy epidemic in the United States was by and large man-made. It was ignited by the medical establishment when they tried to promote peanut avoidance and peanut butter avoidance for all kids 0 through 3 years of age. They were pushing that for 15 years. They just recently reversed it. But when they did that, they created sensitivities to to peanut butters and peanuts. And so they ignited this modern-day peanut allergy epidemic. It doesn't exist in Africa or just two generations ago in the United States.
So it it's become kind of trendy to say that my kid has a peanut allergy. It really is. And not only that, but kids can't bring nuts to school in any way, shape or form. They're not allowed to bring them as a snack, but they're healthy. They're good for you. There's good protein and good fats in them. I like my kids eating nuts. So instead, the schools want them eating processed chips. And to your point about school lunches, let me just make this point, because we let my son buy lunch last week. Typically, we make him lunch in the morning. Comes home, I said, what'd you get for lunch? Oh, Dad, I got a cheesesteak, a donut, Doritos, and a soda. I said, are you freaking kidding me, Patrick? I thought you would have made healthier choices. But why is that stuff even available for kids is my question.
Well, they might as well drink arsenic. You know, this is poison. And then we wonder why healthcare burdens the American economy, why healthcare is the largest expenditure of the federal budget with our taxpayer money. And we need good leaders in medicine. We've basically failed as a healthcare system for the last 50 years. I just wrote a piece in our Substack called Sensible Medicine about this. The 50-year failure of modern medicine. All of these crises have gone up.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're just medicating. No one's talking about root causes. And we get these shiny objects thrown at us by the politicians like, oh, we got Medicare to negotiate drug prices for 10 generic drugs. Okay, that's a drop in the ocean in terms of the savings compared to addressing the root causes of our broken healthcare system. Politicians talk about how to finance healthcare. We need to talk about how to fix healthcare.
Talk to me, Dr. Marty Makary, in your book, Blind Spots, Silicon Valley's role in all this, because I love that there's a chapter, Silicon Valley, breast implants, autoimmune diseases, and the opioid crisis. That sounds like a fascinating chapter.
Well, I just picked the most juicy stories I could from the last 20 years or so. And it turns out that when the FDA, which is essentially captured by Big Pharma now. But when the FDA was on this warpath to ban silicone implants, breast implants, it turns out that they were arguing there was no long-term data that was available to support their safety. And so they banned them for a while. Now they're back on the market and 3% of women have them. But at the same time they banned silicone implants, they approved OxyContin for chronic pain based on a 14-day follow-up study. And so when people ask what's broken with the FDA, are they too loose or too strict? The problem is they're erratic. It's a bloated bureaucracy. The NIH, what's the problem there? Sure, they fund some good stuff, but for $81 billion a year, where's the basic research on these big topics like gut health, the microbiome, the downsides of antibiotics and medications? They don't talk. They're not studying that stuff. They're too busy funding research on bat coronaviruses in China.
Yeah, I'm all about the Vargas nerve, right? Is that what it's called in my gut? They get my gut instinct?
Yeah, Vegas.
Yep. Yeah, which tells me to stay out of Vegas because I'm a terrible gambler. Dr. Marty McCarry is with me. His new book, Blind Spots, is out. It's fantastic. This is a must-read book. I am so excited about this. And I'm excited because you have a whole thing about the truth about cholesterol. So I'm going to ask you this question because I know everybody listening right now is thinking the same thing. Why are we putting everybody on statins? It seems to be the most common thing that we do in this country. I'm assuming you wrote a lot about that in your new book.
So, yeah, you'll learn a lot about the myth that you have to avoid cholesterol, tiptoeing around cholesterol. The cholesterol we eat is not even absorbed by the GI system. It goes right through your system, 90%+ of it. Cholesterol is made by your body. And we're testing the wrong things when we test for LDL and HDL. Those are old-fashioned tests. People should get a lipoprotein A and an ApoB test. And get a fasting insulin level. That tells you a lot about somebody's health. When we talk about health in 100 years, we're going to finally realize we should be talking about inflammation. How inflamed is your body? And what changes that inflammation are the bad ultra-processed foods, the refined carbohydrates, the heavy metals, all the stuff that goes down our GI system that are chemical ingredients. They're engineered food additives designed to make you feel more hungry as you eat. So when you're done eating, you're a little full, you feel kind of funny, but your hunger level increases. It's messing with the body, and we have a sick population to show for it.
And we have a lot of people getting rich off of that, though. That's the problem. And then I think that that's really what the heart of your book, Dr. Marty McCarry, gets at, which is that there are a lot of complexes here making a ton of cash on this.
We can't keep going down this path. You know, we've done, in my opinion, a terrible thing to doctors. They come to us as medical students, bright and creative, and they want to do good. And we tell them as a medical culture, put your head down, do your job of billing and coding and short visits. They end up throwing meds at people. They don't have the time or resources to get into the root causes of our chronic diseases. And then we have everyone walking around on four medications. I mean, heck, 20% of children now are on prescription medications. At some point, someone has to say, stop. What are we doing? This is insane. People are suffering. We're paying a heavy price for this in terms of our healthcare system. And we need new ideas. We need big ideas. We need fresh new ideas. We need new leaders, including younger leaders who have a different mindset.
No, I'm congratulations on writing the book. I highly recommend it. Everybody needs to read this. Blind Spots, When Medicine Gets It Wrong and What It Means for Our Health. Dr. Marty McCarry, the book is available everywhere. A must read. I hope you come back on the show. If we had more time, I'd ask you about mental health, all the drugs we're giving our kids for attention deficit disorder and all kinds of other issues. But I know you got to run. But please come back and talk to us again very soon. And best of luck with the book. This is an important book. Thank you for writing.
Thanks so much, Rich. Good to be with you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.